The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, Ben Temple is with us. You'll remember Ben from a couple of months ago. He is with Water for Christ. He is the marketing director for them. And they had a kind of a get-together out there in Greenbrier, and you guys raised some quality cash from that. About 20 grand, did you tell me?
That's right. Thanks to you, Dave, coming on the show, I think really helped us out. It was a cool car show. It was our fourth annual event doing that car show to benefit Water for Christ in Greenbrier at Lifelong Baptist Church. And it did pour for about the first 2 hours.
So you got Water for Christ.
Yeah, so we got the water part. But the cool thing about it, I was talking to one of the judges, and he says, "Man, Ben, I've been doing car shows since 1990, almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. I've never seen car owners bring their cars out in weather like this." We had over 40 cars.
Oh,
so
good.
That was just really touching to hear something positive from a guy like that.
That was happening over there by the Sonic, wasn't it?
Yep.
Cool. You can't beat Sonic. I'm just saying. I love Sonic. All right, so let's talk about another night that you're going to have now for people to come out and have some fun and to raise some money for Water for Christ. First of all, for the people who don't remember you, tell them what Water for Christ is all about.
Sure. Happy to do it, Dave. Water for Christ is a nonprofit that's based in Conway, Arkansas. Simply put, we drill water wells all over the world. As the name suggests, Water for Christ, we drill water wells in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of organizations out there, water.org, a lot of places that are doing a lot of great. And those are all noble causes, and we support that. Our special sauce is that we're drilling them in the name of Jesus Christ. So we might partner with churches or pastors or missionaries and drill those wells where they can be most beneficial to the people in their villages, but also beneficial for the spiritual water. And that is, as you know, eternal life that only comes through Jesus Christ. That's our secret sauce. Mostly we work in Ghana, drilled about 70 wells to date. Been recently working in Burkina Faso, which is near the Sahara Desert in Africa, and also worked in Haiti last year and some this year as well.
Now, if you're thinking about Ghana and where is it, well, if you remember what Africa looks like, it looks like a fish jumping out of the water, kind of.
A little bit.
Yeah. And if you think about where the mouth on the head would be at, that's kind of where Ghana would be at, over in the western part
Africa. In the western region, that's right, western part of Africa.
And for a lot of you, you probably don't realize that unlike the United States and good portions of Europe, the availability of clean water is not as easy as it is here.
That's right. I say this all the time. If people only knew what other people did in other countries, I feel like we would get along as a country a lot better. But we are very blessed in this nation to have good infrastructure, good utilities, good water, and so that's not an issue. But for a lot of people, it's just life or death just to get up and find food and find clean water. And so where we go, it's remote places. And a lot of these people are walking 1, 2, 3 miles a day one way just to get dirty water out of the river. Water for Christ comes to town, and now all of a sudden there's a well in the center of the village. You talk about life-changing. I mean, now these people can have time to go get jobs and earn money because they're not spending all day just to go get water. It's a big, big deal.
Yeah, and they get to water, and if they use it up quicker, and they probably will because it's easier to get, you know, that makes a big difference. I mean, if you got to walk 4 hours to get water and then walk 4 hours back, you don't have much time to do anything else but get water.
That's right.
And you got to have water to supply it to survive. I mean, you can go a long time without food. You cannot go a long time without water.
About 3 days is a lot of people's best guess.
Wow. So somebody in the family is going to always be going to get water.
That's right.
That's just going to be
part
of the deal.
And a lot of places, it's the women and children in those parts of the world that do that work, just to be frank.
All right. With that in mind, to make these wells happen, you got to have money.
That's right. You know?
And to get that money, the folks at Water for Christ have put together a art for water gala that's coming up on October 15th. It's a Tuesday night. Let me just ask you, and your wife is really invested in this.
She's the chair.
Okay, so let's talk about it. What all is this going to be about?
Art for Water is going to be an opportunity for people to come check out local artists and their work here in Little Rock. It's going to be at the Governor's Mansion. The First Lady of Arkansas, Susan Hutchinson, is going to be the keynote speaker with special guest Asa Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. So the Governor's going to be there. First Lady's going to be there. But also, we're going to have various works of arts that have been donated by some great local artists. You may know James Hayes. He's a local artist, blows glass out of Pine Bluff.
Yeah.
Chris Hines has donated a very expensive piece of art for this gala. And we've also partnered with other local artists for smaller pieces that may be valued at $25 or $50. So we're going to have some big pieces on display, and we're going to live auction those off. But we're also going to have some smaller pieces of art on display that are going to be much more affordable. And so it's a great chance to come out and see what the community of Arkansas has put together from an art perspective. And, of course, at the end of the day, the bottom line is all the funds raised are going to benefit Water for Christ.
Yeah, I'm going to your website right now because I want to. You got pictures of the art on there?
We have some pictures of the artists on art for, or the website is waterforchrist.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to waterforchrist.com, I think you'll go to the events page and then click down to Art for Water. We do have pictures of all of the artists. I think on our Facebook, Dave, you'll see pictures of some art that we've done before. I think we've got some pictures of James Hayes' art and also Chris Hines. There's going to be some pretty cool art there. And there's going to be other things that people have donated, too. I don't want to give too much away because, you know, we want the people there to be kind of excited about what's going on. But there's a lot of people that have donated some amazing gifts.
Yeah, I'm looking here. I'm seeing you got a dance company that's coming in, New Creation.
New Creation Dance is a friend of ours. And Miss Erin is one of the people there who we're good friends with. And they have kindly agreed to be a part of this gala. And so we're excited about that. I mean, where else can you go and get a good meal, see some beautiful local art, and also get a good dance show?
Yeah, this is very, very cool. Yeah, and by the way, the website is very easily navigated. No problem whatsoever. So Chris Hayes is there, Rich McCauley, Mariah McKinley. Look, it sounds like I got all this stuff memorized. I don't. I'm looking right off the website right now. You can do the exact same thing by going to waterforchrist.com, visit the event tab, and click on Water or Art for Water for all of your event details. We'll talk about price. We'll talk about times. All that is coming. And where? You know, we want to make sure that you know exactly where you need to go for this special event. Coming up on Tuesday, October 15th. It's the Dave Elswick Show. Ben Temple's with me. We'll finish up our conversation when we come back here on the Dave Elswick Show. All right, so let's go back here with Ben Temple. The Art for Water Gala is coming up on Tuesday night, October 15th. I mean, that's a week from Tuesday.
That's right.
What we're talking about. It's going to be happening at the Governor's Mansion, which is a great place to have something like this. It goes from 5:30 to 8 o'clock, and from 5:30 to 6:30, you can do a meet and greet with the governor and local artists, and there's going to be a silent auction of art that's there and done by these people, and all of this money that's going to be raised is going to go to help for Water for Christ and drilling wells over in Africa, maybe in Haiti or wherever you guys think that we need to go.
That's right.
All right. You guys make your decisions on that. With that in mind, let's talk about what you got coming up. How much does it cost to go to this?
Sure. Thanks, Dave. I did want to add that we have drilled some wells here in Arkansas also for some nonprofits, and so that's a big deal. And Governor Hutchinson and First Lady Susan Hutchinson have been big supporters of some of those same organizations that we've teamed up with. So we're hometown too, but as you know, there's a bigger need worldwide. So back to the event. Yes, it's going to be at the Governor's Mansion, and tickets are going to be $100.
Okay.
Now, there's sponsorships for corporations, and we've still got some of those available. But a $100 ticket will get you a three-course dinner meal. You'll be able to meet some of these local artists, who some of them are pretty well known.
Yeah.
There's going to be a silent auction between 5:30 and 6:30, kind of a preview of the art, some hors d'oeuvres, things of that nature. And then the actual program will begin at 6:30.
So when you get there and you can walk around and you can look at all of these silent auction items and write down your bids.
That's right. We've got just not only with, you know, paintings and different types of art in the general sense of art, we've got sculptures that we're going to have. Brian Massey, who teaches at UCA, has donated a piece. There's also going to be some performing arts there. I think we've got some tickets from Sight and Sound Theater in Branson, as well as right here with Murray's right here in Little Rock. My wife and I saw Mary Poppins not too long ago.
How was their performance?
You know, we always enjoy Murray's, but the Mary Poppins was spectacular.
Good. So. Fantastic. I went over and saw the Johnny Cash that they did, which was really, really good as well.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it was excellent. It really was. So I'm looking at this. You got live and silent art auction. So you're going to have a live one. So there's going to be somebody up front saying, hey, you know,
I'll tell you who we have. We have Johnny Mitchum from KW Real Estate. He's a commercial agent, I believe. And I've actually been, I've heard him auction some things off before. He's sharp. He's sharp.
No, that's good.
So it's going to be fun.
A good auctioneer is important because they can drive the bidding.
That's right. I want to get my auctioneer's license one day, Dave.
I can't talk that fast.
It's a great thing, though. You get to talk fast. You get to bang on a hammer. You get to be loud, center of the tension. I mean.
Okay. If you say so, Ben, I'll go along with it, all right?
Who doesn't want to be that?
And, again, there's food involved here. There you get to meet the governor and his wife.
That's
you
right.
get to meet a lot of these artists. You get to see some great art and know that everything, all of this money that's coming in is all going for Water for Christ. The scholarships and ticket availability at waterforchrist.com. Again, visit the event tab and click on Art for Water for all the details.
That's right.
Just so you can check it out. You need to be there. Let me give you, I'm going to give you all the, this is what we do in radio, all right? We tell you what we want you to know. We repeat what we want you to know. And then just to make sure, we tell you again. So I'm at the Tell You Again event here on the Dave Ellswick Show. Tuesday night, October 15th, $100 for a ticket. They do have sponsorships. If you have a business out there and you want to, you know, sponsor this event, they do $500 up to $5,000 sponsorships. They could use your help. All this money is going to be put to well use. Governor and the First Lady will be doing a meet and greet from 5:30 to 6:30, and a local artist as well. Silent auction will be going on with that. Then there's going to be like a three-course meal. You do that. You get to see some dancing. You get to see more art. There'll be a live auction, the silent auction. It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event, and it'll be done by 8 o'clock.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
I think it's going to be a great deal. We're really looking forward to it. My wife, Eliana's put a lot of effort into this, acquiring the art, getting everything set up with the mansion. As you can imagine, there's protocol for that. So we're just excited to get out there in Little Rock and let people know what we do.
How long has she been planning this now?
We started this in February. Fun fact, we actually started planning this in January. And so we were trying to nail down a date with the governor's mansion. We finally got the date nailed down. About 3 weeks after, she found out we were pregnant, and we had the date for the governor's mansion on October 15th. Well, we're due on October 22nd. So we've been planning this for about 9 months, Dave, to be exact.
Well, tell your wife that if she would give birth there, probably next year when you do this, you'll really have no problem selling tickets at all.
Well, we're really hoping that she can attend. I'll let her know.
Yeah, so. Definitely. This is very cool. James Hayes is going to be there. A lot of different people will be there. James blows glass.
That's right.
And it's beautiful stuff.
That's right. His stuff has been in the White House before.
Yeah. I mean, really, really cool stuff. If you are impressed by people who can do that, because I am, because they get that molten glass on the end of that long metal pole and start blowing. I don't know how they don't remember to inhale.
Yeah, I don't want to do what they do. I've seen James do it before. It's really fun to watch, but it is an art. Yeah. They're called an artiste for a reason.
And it's not easy. It is tough. And then you're going to help out a great, great organization, Water for Christ. So you guys are over in Conway. This is a great way for people to support Water for Christ. Again, their website is waterforchrist.com. Now, let's say you can't make this. You can still donate.
That's right.
Go to waterforchrist.com, and there's a place where you can donate. I highly recommend that you donate some money to this organization. I'm just telling you, we take for granted in this country what we have around us. You get up in the morning, go to the bathroom, and flush the toilet. Then walk into the kitchen and fill up the coffee pot, probably, like I do, and start a pot of coffee. And then whenever you need some water, you just turn on the spigots at your sink. That is not the way the majority of the world gets their water.
That's right. It's much more of a process.
Yeah, it's serious. It really is serious. We're talking the difference between life and death here. And having a well in your town or whatever in Africa is a huge, huge deal. And if you're like me and you're a Christ believer and a Christ follower, this opens up doors. Tell people about the love of Christ.
You said it, Dave. Everything you said is 100% true. We exist to provide the physical clean drinking water. That helps prevent diseases. That helps cure diseases. A clean drinking glass of water is as good as it gets. But in addition to that, it also provides the open door for the spiritual water. And that's all about what Water for Christ is. That's our main deal. So it's a 1-2 punch for us, and it is a game changer both in the physical and the spiritual.
Do me a favor, and in the future, have somebody get a hold of me, and let's see if I can't go on a trip with you guys.
Hey, we're going this November. You would love it.
I'd like to get over to Africa sometime and to see what you're all doing.
Hey, that'd be great.
Up close and personal.
That'd be great.
Ben, we thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. Let me give you the site to go to get your tickets again. waterforchrist.com. You want to go to the event tab and then click on Art for Water for all the details that I've already told you about four times. You can see them up close and personal again. Buy your ticket, and the time to buy your tickets is coming to a close. Is that correct?
Right. We'd love for everybody to buy tickets this week and last week. Next week it will end because the event is coming up.
Well, you got to know how many people you got to feed and all of that.
That's right.
Got to get all that. I didn't ask. Do you know who's going to be preparing the food?
Yes, the governor's mansion.
Oh,
now Julie's
cool.
In Conway did donate desserts, but the main course is all going to be the governor's mansion. So it's going to be first class. Dave.
All right. You'll be ready to go. Oh, what's the dress?
Cocktail, business attire.
Okay, business attire. Keep that in mind. See, I'd have to wear slacks.
Yeah.
When's the last time, Ben, you saw me in slacks?
You know, I've been on the show twice now, Dave, and
I've
never looking around
seen
your
me.
Office, and I don't know if you're the type of guy that strikes me for wearing slacks.
Okay.
But, you know, cocktail attire, that can be a lot of different things.
That's
business
true.
Attire.
That's true. If I wear a nice pair of shoes, people might give me a slack.
You're invited, Dave. If you come, we'll get you in. You don't worry about that.
Hey, Zach, when's the last time you saw me in slacks?
I've never seen you in slacks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ben, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate you. I really do. And I appreciate your organization. Keep up the great work. Don't forget, Tuesday night, October 15th, 5:30 to 8 p.m., Water for Christ. And this is Art for Water Gala at the Governor's Mansion. I'm done for today. Coming up, we'll replay my hour with J.R. Davis and our interview with Bill O'Reilly. That's coming your way. You can hear about the United States of Trump. That's Bill O'Reilly's new book. And then tomorrow, Best of Dave Elswick Show, because I have to go to Branson. I know it's a tough life, but somebody's got to do it. And then Monday, I'll be back, and Elizabeth will be here. And, of course, Robert Steinbach will be here, and we'll be tearing into this whole impeachment inquiry on the Dave Elswick Show. Have a great evening.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.